Welcome to The Astroholic Explains. I'm your host, Chris.
And I'm Alfredo, the Astroholic.
This is a podcast where I throw some cosmic conundrums your way.
And I try my best to answer them. Let's get started.
First question today comes from Francesca Carpinetti.
Oh.
Who asks?
That's my sister. So I can only imagine what she's going to ask.
It's a good question. She asks, can we survive an asteroid hitting our planet? I'm asking for a friend.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is a good question.
It's something I've always wanted to know. I mean, I guess it depends on the size of the asteroid.
Yes, it depends on the size.
Where it hits, I guess. Obviously. Or is that obvious?
There's definitely... It can hit worse places and better places, but... I think we need to be quite cynical here when we consider the asteroid hitting the planet. It could hit plenty of places in which millions or tens of millions, maybe even hundreds of millions could die. But life would continue to survive on the planet. So let's look at the most densely populated regions. We could think of maybe hitting in lots of places in the Pacific. You could think go from the China Sea to most of the northeast Indian Ocean to the coast of California and Mexico. Like if it hit
in the sea, though, that would cause massive tsunamis. Yeah, surely.
Exactly. So you would...
Wait, are you saying that is more of a danger than if it was to just crash into the land?
No, I'm saying that would... a massive tsunami would probably... Again, also depends on the size, but let's assume that is not too big.
Let's say it's the size of... Let's say it's the size of a house.
The size of a house. Good. That is pretty much what fell over Russia in 2013.
Oh, the big green streak. It was captured on, like, dash cams.
Yes. If my pronunciation is correct, is over the region of Chelyabinsk in Russia. And, you see, they expected to be 25 meters in diameter. Okay. And it mostly within burn up in the atmosphere. And it created just a big wave of material. And hospitalized, I think it was... just shy of 1,500 people.
Whoa, so was that just from little tiny bits?
No. Nobody was hit directly. It's just that the shockwave was so powerful that just broke glasses, glass windows in every building, and people were at the window looking at the thing and they were hit.
That's pretty insane.
But no fatalities.
Well, if there's no fatalities, that's good.
Yes.
So we would need something much bigger than a house.
Yes.
In order to, for the sake of this question, try and survive.
Yes. So when I think about something hitting and creating a tsunami, we would probably be considering something a few hundred meters
in diameter? Across.
Yeah.
Okay. How big was the dinosaur endgame?
That was 10 kilometers.
In diameter?
Yes, and created a crater, I think, a few hundred kilometers across.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, maybe we'll scale it down. Let's say half the size. 5 kilometers across.
5 kilometers.
How devastating would that be for humans? And would we be able to escape it?
In an ocean, it would create huge tsunamis.
How big? How tall would the waves be?
Difficult to estimate here on 2 feet. But we're thinking of a huge amount of energy release.
So the shockwave would be more dangerous than the waves?
No, it's that the shockwaves will cause dramatic waves. And I would think that a 5 kilometer asteroid hitting an ocean would shook an area of the ocean of in the hundreds of square kilometers. All of a sudden are just being the energy of the impact that affect that area, and it's just gonna spread.
Would that wipe out all sea life in that area? Like, would the energy that is released from the impact, would that superheat?
Yeah, it would. It would superheat the region of sea, and it would also push like surface water, depending on obviously the depth that is hitting, quite deep. But it's, you see, life finds a way.
Oh my God! Stop shoehorning that in. Every given opportunity.
But it's true. It's like, for example, hurricanes. Terrible for life on Earth and for sea life that gets sucked up and spun around. But it also oxygenates a deeper level of the sea, which leads to more life.
While we're still on the subject of asteroids crashing into the sea.
Yes.
If the energy they release superheats that region of sea... Mm-hmm. Is that something that marine biologists have looked at or noticed? For example, if an asteroid crashed into a reef, surely the superheating would kill that reef and it would bleach it.
Yes.
Is that like an indicator of an asteroid impact, even far back in the past, if they come across just a patch of white reef?
I don't think that's possible. If you, dear listener, don't know what bleaching is... the pretty much the death of coral. The little polyps, the symbiota that lives inside the corals, are died because of usually a few degrees hotter water for a long time.
Yeah, it's not a big increase, is it?
No, and this is what is happening to barrier reef all over the world because of the climate crisis, increasing global temperature. That is pretty much a dying coral. I don't think that there is any particular thing that, and I could be wrong, but paleontologists could try to spot to indicate major impacts in the past.
Okay. Right. Okay. So
but
that's...
I would say the reefs tend to be moderately close to land and moderately in shallow water.
Yeah, that's true.
So it is possible to find evidence of ancient impact. Again, depend how quickly, especially in the sea, how quickly things get eroded. Mm. Just to think that finding evidence of craters, it's very difficult. We only recently found out that there is a crater in the UK, for example. The most ancient crater, it's in Scotland, which is quite fun. So, back on the effect on...
A 5 kilometer.
5 kilometer land will be bad. Like, in the sea, we're looking... 5 kilometer in the sea, in pretty much any ocean, we would be looking at billions of people that release, dramatic release of... water vapor in atmosphere that will affect the climate, and...
Are we looking at a sort of day after tomorrow scenario?
I don't think it would be that dramatic in the ocean, and to be honest, there is a lot... Earth is covered 70% by ocean, so that is the most likely place for a hit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the water vapor will create lots of clouds, but... it will probably quickly run back down, rain back down.
What about contingency plans for cities? Aren't there like test scenario runs of what would happen if an asteroid was coming for Beijing or New York?
There actually are. The NASA, few international partners like the European Space Agency and few federal agencies actually have been running simulation of impacts for a year, and it's not just put stuff in a computer and say, hey, how much destruction are we going to have? Is
that one sounds more fun. That's like some sort of, that just sounds like a video game.
Yeah, but it is actually a tabletop exercise, so
so it's more like D&D.
Yes, in a way, yes, it's a doomsday scenario D&D, and it's let's assume that we discover an asteroid and it's coming in a X number of years. Can we stop it?
Mm-hmm.
Can we divert it? And if we cannot, what's going to happen on Earth? It's always fun because obviously they want to pick densely populated regions,
mm-hmm.
which is not obvious they're going to.
It's not impossible.
No, absolutely. But for example, in their latest exercise, they had the asteroid aiming for the metropolitan area of Denver in Colorado, and then they deflected the asteroid and ended up in pushing it on New York.
Oh, so they did, in terms of they tried to divert it away from
yeah.
Earth, but they just slightly nudged it.
Yeah, they wanted to have the scenario in which it's too easy to have the scenario that everything works well. So obviously they had this scenario in which the potential trajectory of diversion would take it from Denver through New York, and it was across the Atlantic all the way to the Sahara, and they only nudged it a little bit. So the idea here was to push it enough to just keep Earth. And I think originally it was a 300 meter asteroid, and when it was then hit and deflected, there was this fragment.
What effect would that have had on New York? So what did they say would happen?
It would...
Was it all fun and games?
Not if you're living in New York. So in the scenario, the deflecting has split the asteroid, and now there is this fragment between 50 and 80 meters, which is going straight for New York. And the assumption in the simulation based on the type of asteroid, so the type of asteroid is a big pile of rubble, which is quite common in asteroids. And in the simulation, it was going to explode about 15 kilometers above Central Park.
Above?
Yeah.
So we're looking at a shockwave?
Yeah.
Okay.
With an energy of 20 megatons.
I can't quantify that. What's that like?
A lot, sir. I can...
I can guess that.
Well, the Hiroshima atomic bomb, which is unfortunately the thing that we always compare to this high energy, was 15 kiloton. So that would be 1,000 times, more than 1,000 times, more powerful or more energetic, and would level every building in tens of kilometers radius.
Wow, so okay, so it would utterly destroy New York.
Yeah.
It's just a steaming crater.
Yep. And
Manhattan?
Yeah.
Gone.
Gone.
Statue of Liberty? Gone.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Very cinematographic, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, why hasn't there been a film of this? Wait, there was. Deep Impact.
Armageddon?
Which one was Deep Impact? One of them, they hit. I know.
In both of them, so in Armageddon you have little bits of asteroid that somehow don't burn the atmosphere and just go through building very precisely.
Well, actually, nothing Aerosmith can't fix.
Yeah, but actually now I'm thinking about it, it could be alright, because I think they have a metallic...
They saved the world in that one.
Yeah, they saved the world in both of them.
No, in one of them I'm sure there was like proper huge... I have this image,
yeah.
There was someone sat on the edge of a on a cliff or something, watching a tsunami come towards them.
It was she's on the beach with her dad, and they're having a moment.
Yes,
and
yeah,
that
is
in Deep Impact. But in Deep Impact, they split the comet in two, so they have a tiny itty bitty comet, and then the astronaut decided to just hit the other comet to save the world.
So it still impacted
part of it.
Okay.
And destroyed part of the world, because you have Elijah Wood that
he was in it.
Yes, he's the kid that discovered the comet.
Oh, little Frodo. Okay, anyway, death and destruction
of New York. So that is a 50 to 80 meters asteroid, and I would say that is quite a likely asteroid.
So how would the people of New York have escaped this? How, going back to the original question, would it be possible for them to survive?
Yes.
And what would the plans be for them?
The idea is scanning the sky, and that's what NASA, ESA, and other space agencies are doing is the fact that it requires money and requires political commitment. And we have very little of that. It's not a secret that politicians just care about the 4 or 5 years they're in power. Otherwise, we would have a solution for climate change right now. And there are initiatives like Asteroid Day, which is on June 30, about how to raise awareness of the danger of asteroid impacts. But unless there's going to be something that worry people, people don't think they're going to worry. When it comes to actual how are we going to save people, the reason why NASA and other federal agencies are doing this is to have a framework in which how to evacuate people. And there is this big discussion on how are you going to convince people to just leave their homes and their possession and everything. There's going to be so many people that
just don't want to go.
Don't want to go, and they're...
Do you reckon that would be out of just, it's their home, it's their everything, and they don't want to leave it, or out of disbelief?
Probably both. In the previous simulation that was set in the West Coast, it was going to hit LA, they said that one of the challenges was to make sure that the message would come across loud and clear with no fake news.
I mean, yeah, especially in today's climate, you can just imagine it being a backlash of experts.
Yeah, exactly. But also, it's very, very difficult to ask people to just
give up everything.
Give up everything without knowing if they're gonna have the means to survive. Where are you gonna move the millions of people that live in New York, their jobs, etc.? Mm-hmm. And in this scenario, they actually brought in a lawyer, because technically NASA had pushed the asteroid from
Denver to New York. Could sue the people of Denver.
No, they could sue the US government for endangering them. Yeah.
Did they win?
No, but it was something that, a point that they raised. And this very much feels a good point in terms of the responsibility of governments to put in place disaster relief, but also disaster mitigation before they even happen. One of the things that was destroyed a few years back was the French Riviera. Obviously, they only pick fancy places with lots of rich white folk to make it more relevant to us. Uh-huh. But obviously, if you're hitting the south of France, you're hitting Italy, you're hitting Spain, you're shaking about the Mediterranean, how is that going to affect? Is there going to be international efforts for mitigation? What are we going to do? We already quite terrible at helping migrants. If there is no framework for helping people to actual real welfare, we are going to be in a terrible position when, and it is when, this actually happens.
So you're saying, yes, it's hypothetically possible that we could survive an asteroid impact.
Mm-hmm.
If it was to land in the sea, it would cause giant tsunamis. People in coastal regions would be at most at threat. If it crashed into land, there would likely either be people not believing that it was going to crash. You would have the difficulties of them not believing it was going to crash. You would have people wanting to stay and not give everything up. You would have people leaving, but at the cost of giving up everything. But then with the added bonus, they could actually try and sue the government.
Yes. There's also
with an immense amount of, well, disaster refugees.
Yes. And there's also something else to consider that we didn't touch, is if a very big asteroid hit land, it would release so much dust and particles in the atmosphere, and that might lead to a global winter.
Wow. And winter is coming.
Winter is coming, and that is the most likely way for humanity to be wiped out from asteroid impact is the inability to produce food. But then you also think how many places we have indoor or underground designed to grow food, like
hydroponics places. There's places in London called
Clapham South.
Yeah, Clapham South. I think it's Clapham South.
Yeah.
Or maybe no. I think I was told about it in Clapham South. I don't know if they do it there.
There are like hydroponics in abandoned World War II shelters in London.
Yeah.
So life can continue. How it will continue, it's complicated when we don't have the international cooperation and interest in welfare of all humanity that you would need to fight off a global threat. But we're seeing this with the climate crisis, so I feel that the asteroid should be slightly lower on our list of worries.
Okay, awesome. I hope that's answered your sister's question.
Well, she'll let me know if I haven't.
Do you have any burning questions for the Astroholic? If so, send them in to me at Illucifer on Twitter, and I will spring it on him in an upcoming episode. See you next time.